Hello, I'm Danielle Pettit and I'm a change analyst at Alexon. This is our second podcast and we would love to hear if you think this is a good idea and something we should continue to do. Today I'm going to talk to you about CP 1520, which deals with the clarifications to the change of ownership process in BSCP 537. The issue we have is that section 2.6.1 of BSCP 537 requires applicants to provide a signed qualification letter following a change of ownership. The qualification letter states that they are applying to undergo the qualification requirements and qualification process in accordance with Section J. However, as a participant undergoing the change of ownership process will have already completed qualification, therefore it's inappropriate to say that they are applying to further undergo the qualification requirements. In addition, the Performance Assurance Board is required to determine if a party agent is undergoing a material change under the change of ownership process. Where a participant has not been operational when the change of ownership occurs, the subsequent transition to being operational could be considered a material change, for example, due to significant change in staff and processes. This process is not a requirement for a qualified person that is acting in its capacity as a supplier or virtually party. CP 1520 proposes to introduce a new change of ownership letter template into BSCP 537, which will be used for the qualified person to confirm that it will continue to fulfil its obligations despite the change of ownership of the company. In addition to the change of ownership letter, qualified persons other than suppliers and virtually parties will be required to provide a separate statement confirming whether a material change has been made as per BSCP 537 section 2.6.1. The solution to the CP will amend section 2.6 of BSCP 537 to reflect the revised process. This includes changing applicant to qualified person and citing the change of ownership letter. CP 1520 also proposes to allow PAB to make a decision on whether the qualified person needs to re-qualify or not re-qualify. A few key dates for you. The consultation has already been issued on the 9th of September and will close on the 4th of October 2019. We would love to hear your feedback, whether that's verbally over the phone, via email, or ideally a more formal response using the consultation response form. We will go to the Balanced Settlement Group on the 22nd of October, the Performance Assurance Board on the 31st of October, and the Supplier Volume Allocation Group on the 5th of November 2019, for the three committees to give us their decision on if we should implement CP 1520. The proposed implementation date is the 18th of December 2019. If you have any further questions or any further feedback to offer, please contact the change team at bsc.change@alexon.co.uk. Thank you for listening and we would love to hear your feedback.